Crato also did not look at peace looked up with trepidation. Ami, on the other hand, it amuses our ribs. Again frightened. You are thinking that the mountain could bury us, of course. But you must know that the material that is used as dome which can contain a possible collapse and project the image of the outer heaven has several kilometers of surface and 1 meter of thickness. Are you at peace now? 1 meter. That is going to break. We all said together dead from here, while Ami simply laughed at us. But do not be so worried. Not even one of your primitive coarse and harmful atomic bombs can penetrate even a millimeter of that material. On the other hand, the oval dome is one of the most resilient structures of nature. Have you tried breaking an egg by squeezing the ends? I did, but I could not, I said. Here we are much more safer than outside. Why? Because we are affected by the storm's hail or temperature. Here it is automatically regulated. Here the harmful parts of the rays of the sun do not come, or any other radiations which are also harmful. Neither to arrive the dangerous meteorites or the tornadoes or hurricanes. In addition, the terrace would not even suspect of the existence of this space. Vinca was already quiet and asked what had all three of us filled with curiosity. What place is this? How is it possible that a city filled with spaceships of other worlds exists in my own planet? Bases or small towns such as this exist in all world where there is human life, whether there are beings evolved or not. In the Earth also, is there such a city as this? I asked with imposing curiosity. Not one pedrito, but many. Before Ami could explain us more, something awful appeared behind he glass. Standing on the track in front our ship, two gigantic terrace were observing us. On seeing them, Vinca could not help but scream, "Terrace, Ami, terrace!" Meanwhile, Crato scratched his head without understanding anything. Ami remained calm and in a very good mood. "Yes, Vinca, they are terrace, but friend terrace. I asked them for help for the problem that we have. They have come to help us. Come on, let's go outside to greet them." "I will wait here," I said, not wanting to go close to those monstrous. Although they looked friendly and smiling. On the other hand, I could not picture primitive terrace inside a highly evolved extraterrestrial city hidden in the territory of Kia. Meanwhile, Ami got up from his seat and explained, "These terrace are not really terrace, but beings who belong to a superior civilization. These friends have gone through a physical transformation to look like terrace and can work in the uncivilized Kia, but they are not terrace in reality." That definitely reassured us. Then Ami made us all get up and enter the bathroom, including himself. Here the germs that we have on our skin and clothes and also inside, which can cause problems and sicknesses in this space, will be eliminated. And this is another reason why it is worthwhile to live on the inside instead of outside. The ecosystems stay more protected and are more controllable. If you could see the huge variety of microscopic critters that surround every part outside. Then we were ready to leave to meet with those furry friends. It was a spectacular show to see Ami greeting those giants, who also seemed very happy to meet him. The terrace demonstrated an effect very special on our little friend. He introduced us, explained to them who we were and what we were doing, but they did not stretch the hand. They extended their right hand higher than the shoulders with the palm facing us and later put it on their hearts. They were very strange, especially because of their looks and smiles, which radiated goodness, wisdom and joy, but at the same time, with immense teeth and hair, they were looking very dangerous, almost animalistic. It seemed to me that it was not consistent and that the true Terry could discover them. "You can see it, Pedro, but the terrace do not have your sensitivity. They do not see the wisdom or goodness behind the look. They just see us, so our friends are not at risk." "It is not as easy as you think," explained smiling one of them to Ami. "It is not too easy to stay here. You already know that the terrace suffer from sudden and uncontrollable bouts of wrath, and as they are little paranoid, very often some high officials often persecute and send a suspect of lower rank for liquidation. It is not an easy service, unless when we work in the PP, and much lesser in the VIP area, investigation of extraplanetary life. That is a nest of vipers. But for us, this work is a beautiful and interesting challenge. Our friends are advisors to the government in the extraplanetary investigation," explained Ami laughing. "They belong to the fearsome PP, even though they are on our side. The truth is that we are infiltrators. We are spies, clarified the other with the same good humor. I felt a great respect and a grand admiration for them. There I understood that my service and that of Vinca to write books was an easy and comfortable game of kids compared to what they were doing. They had decided to serve in the heart of violence and danger in political police, accepting a job fraught with risk traps, and surrounded by mental and emotional vibrations very low and dense, Ami explained, perceiving my thoughts. But do not underestimate your own service, guys, you nor do they live in the midst of angels and saints. Your books are collaborating in the creation of a bright and fraternal world with a spiritual focus and not material, a world without divisions of any kind, and that it is its opposite of what the tyrant would like to have. It is not good for him that these ideas spread much. The Vinca and I were filled with fright. Do you want to tell that we are in the blacklist of the Dracula? I asked, scared. Ami and the Terrace laughed, hearing me. The White Child explained, anyone who wants to do something really good for humanity, something that raises the level of happiness in the world, is in the blacklist of the tyrant, naturally. If the service does not have its risks, there would be abundance of servers, but that is not the case, unfortunately. I understood the Ami was right. Not many people like to go against the current, even if the current move them to the precipice. But do not fear. The tyrant is a negative force in the subtle planes, it is so, but there is not just darkness skies, there also exists the force of light of love, and you already know which is the major force of the universe, no? Ah yes, thank goodness. It is for this reason that you are always protected. And on the other hand, for the tyrant, you are simply annoying mosquitoes, and he is too busy in matters of huge capitals, of large consignment of drugs, in promotion of wars and rivalries, in corruption of authorities, in cheating the mass at large, etc., etc. Instead, these two friends in the middle of the danger, fearless because they know so much better than you all what kind of protection they are finding. You are champions, boys, said Krato to them with enthusiasm. Also, we are colleagues because I was a spy of the army Malumbo on the front during the War of Mundania. Let us celebrate this meeting with a nice cup, guys, and interchange war stories. A swammer in a war? Said skeptically one of the giants. Now I am a swammer, but before I was Terry. I was very tall and more full. Also, it's a great honor for you. I am also the first transformed Terry living in this world. Let us celebrate that. Were you in the War of Mundania? Krato asked Vinca. Of course, Princess, I was known as the Centaur of the Moors. Those who were with me had a good and respectful parting, but some reckless who did not do so. Hell is full of them, ho ho ho. Then you are terribly old. Mundania War was almost in prehistoric times. I did not know that there was someone living now from that war. But I was just a boy. They called me Danger Boy. Ho ho ho. Ami seemed to grow impatient. Stop telling lies, Krato. Your great-grandfather was too young when that war happened. Remember that we have no time to lose. Uncle and Aunt of Vinca are arrested in the PP and we must help them. If we do not act quickly, things can turn too complicated. Suddenly a transparent vehicle came flying and came to settle in front of us. No one drove it, but I realized that there existed a high degree of technology and automation here. Its door opened only to rise, as if inviting us to pass. Krato was prying, looking for the invisible driver of that vehicle. Do not hide, I know you are out there. Leave your nonsense and go there at once. Come on, Vinca, Prido in. We will go to talk to our kind friends at an appropriate place. With a good drink, of course, said hopefully Krato. Alcohol does not exist in Shire Salim, said smilingly one of those false Terries while entering the vehicle. There is no alcohol. Then this place is very boring in entire Kia. How do you make your hearts merry? We are always happy, but sometimes the intimate puts us through tests so that we perfect our souls. Then we use other methods to strengthen the spirit, breathing exercises, mediation and contact with him who dwells inside of each being, he explained while the vehicle gently lifted and started flying. Krato was impressed. Yes, it shows that despite his hair, this friend is not Terry. The transparent vehicle went flying at a low altitude and low speed downtown in that small underground city called Shire Salim, an enclave of evolved civilization in the interior of the planet Kia. From the top, the place was quiet. It seemed much like Ophir, but a reduced space. As in all evolved places, most vehicles that moved in the place did it by air. There was predominantly a human species with ears as that of swammers, but they did not have pink skin, rather an olive color one. Their hair and eyes were also more darker, and the status was much taller, like the terrace. They had no hair on the body. "We originally belong to the race which predominates here," the friend spies clarified. "Also, there are a few from other species, and all are treated cordially." This made me think that one of the characteristics of a lower level of evolution consists of divisions, separations, prejudices, shrinking borders, mistrust, fear, and aggression. Ami was attentive. "This is how it is, Pedro. As our consciousness grows, we understand life better, leaving the exterior difference amongst each other, increasing the capacity to look inside that which unites us, and this way we learn bit by bit the beautiful art of opening our hearts." I looked at the gigantic Terry that was sitting beside me and who had a strange smell like that of a bull in a zoo which I visited last time, but tried to see much more than that mass of muscles, teeth, and hair, causing me an instinctive fear. I made a small effort to look at him in another way, as if he was a good friend of mine, and I got it for a few seconds. Then I felt that the smell was not unpleasant. It reminded me of a beloved puppy I had for a long time. He captured something because he turned to me, giving me all his affection in a luminous look and one very soft smile, giving me a delicate and affectionate grip on the knee. Then I realized once again that love overcomes all external and illusory barriers that divide beings. Because LL beings are creations and manifestations of love, God, Pedrito. We all have the same origin and destiny. "Even the terrace," laughed one of the terrace. Krato took the opportunity to go out with another of his antics. "Yes, but God made the terrace on a day he was drunk more than needed. When he came to wits, I believe he made the swarmers." "Ho ho ho," Ha said Ami, demonstrating that this joke was not of his liking. "There is not much activity in this city," the Terry who was beside me explained. "Major part of the installation of this place are below Earth, but in reality it is not exactly a city but much better a workstation, a base. All those who live here are professionals in some specific area." "And what is the purpose of this space?" I asked while descending over a building that had a big station for the airships in its upper section. "Here the Fellowship of Evolved Worlds perform tasks intended to oversee the social development of this planet, which is in charge of the civilization that pertains to our friends present here, and they realize it with the collaboration of specialists from other civilizations of very varied and distant places, but of planets with similar characteristics as this one i.e. with a similar gravitational force and atmosphere containing oxygen and one or more human species of organic structure based on carbon and water. Are not all space civilizations that way, Ami?" "Of course not, Pedro. There are intelligent species that live like the fish of this world in the water."
"And have bodies like ours?"
"No, our body is made for living out of the water on land, and so we have legs and not fins or gills. Also, our physical form is not appropriate for advancing underwater because it offers much resistance, unlike the fish. Then there are intelligent beings with rare bodies." "Well, they would say you have a very strange body. Ha, ha, ha. But earlier you said that the human model is universal, head, trunk, and extremities." Ami returned to laughter on remembering that. "Then it was our first meeting and you were filled with fear, thinking of monstrous invaders. Do you remember?" "So I did not want to scare you, having a visual racism. And I talked to you only about the human model of the worlds like yours, that of Vinca and Krato, that of Minofer, and the worlds of the people that you see here. But apart from this, there are many more in the universe. Life emerges even in the most seemingly unfavorable conditions, and physical forms correspond to what is best to live in a particular environment. Finally, in the universe there is everything, but to us it's sufficient to know what is closer to us." We left the vehicle and entered into an elevator. One of the terrace gave oral orders and the door closed. Then it started moving, and later it opened into a corridor. We left and went into a small room that had a long oval table and 10 chairs around it. The surface was like pink marble and had various rectangular sheets against each position. I assumed that they must be monitors of something like a video or computer.
In the background there is a large window through which I could see the rocks in the midst of ocean, inside which were little fishing schooners, and beyond appeared a little coastal town. It could have very well been a landscape from my world, but we were not there. Also, we found ourselves under a mountain and the sea was far. In my previous trip I had seen a similar window in the ship of the commander who runs all the aid plan for my planet, and that was projecting images of his world of origin. It was a system similar to a television in colors, but so real that it was impossible for me to distinguish it from a common window. Here I could see that a boat was coming towards us. I.e., towards the place from where it was being filmed. When the schooner was closer I saw that its occupants were swammer fishermen. How it is possible that we can see the sea from a window that is in a mountain? Asked Kratto, very intrigued. Vinku explained the system. He remained impressed and only said quack. Well, let us sit down, said one of the terrace. So we did. The other took the floor. The uncle and aunt of this girl are detained because they are being investigated in relation with the sighting of a ship which kidnapped her. And the doctor friend of the family also will be questioned, although he does not remember anything. For him, he never met a man named Gora who married a swammer and is the uncle of a girl of the same race. Let us see how the things are now. With his hairy finger he touched the lamina monitor of the TV that was in front of him, and all our monitors came on. Appeared a few signs that were not longer stranger for me. I could recognize the writing of the language of the fellowship. I assumed that it might be a menu with many options, but the giant, instead of simply pressing buttons, was giving its spoken instructions to the monitor. On the screens appeared a large building surrounded by gardens and a high thick wall with armed guards and surveillance posts. Here is the center of PP, Terry explained. Then the image showed the interior of the building. Like in some video games, the image advanced bending to the right or left according to the movements that the fake Terry made by putting a finger on some arrows and other controls that had been in the same screen. So we went touring all the PP, shamelessly watching what was happening on the inside of the most secret organization of the country of Vinca. Finally, on the screens appeared a Terry who looked much more fat and gruesome than others. Their fur was very dark, not brushed, somewhat greasy, dirty green and matted. I thought that he must be smelling like a demon. You are very intuitive, said Ami, laughing cheerfully. That is Tunkar, director. Let us see the recording of what he has been doing and talking during the last hour to make ourselves up to date. So I understood that the fellowship can spy on people. While the Terry moved the images forward and backward, paying attention to what the director of the PP had said during the last few minutes, Ami explained to us, we cannot neglect the decisions taken by the Terrace in important areas for the evolution of Kia. It seemed to me that despite everything, that kind of spying violated the independence and freedom in the world. Ami realized what I was thinking and decided to explain a complex issue. Do not forget that we have populated base in these worlds and we can be affected and destroyed if we neglect, so we must watch them. Also, I told you that we cannot permit that a violent civilization takes over the knowledge that can let them produce a cosmic meltdown. Do you remember? The Terrace smiled before my question. Ami said, if these bases do not exist, your civilization will neither. I thought that it meant that we were not supervised, we would have already destroyed our world, but Ami, knowing my thoughts, said, that also, but our presence in the not-so-evolved world is a very transcendental importance that you cannot even imagine. That fueled my curiosity, I wanted to know more. But now we do not have time for those type of explanation. Much later you will know all. Patience. The Terry who operated the monitors explained, Tunk has not decided anything regarding the prisoners. He has asked the Council of the Army and the Presidency and is now waiting for superior orders. The images were touring through the PP, arriving at a gate guarded by two armed guards. Terry said, here are the wings for the detainees. Now we are going to look for our friends. We went through a few thick bars of steel and passed by the nose of the guards who could not see us. We continued to advance and reached a hall that had several doors on both sides. We were entering the inside of each one. They were mostly empty, but in some there were detainees. In one of them was the psychiatrist, full of bruises, very upset and alone. We left through the back door of the hall and went into an adjoining room. There were Uncle and Aunt Avinka. She sighed relieved to see them. Apparently they were well. They were sitting in an armchair. Their faces showed much concern. There was no one else there. One of the Terry explained, "Surely higher authorities will soon decide to assign this case the category priority 21, so they will come looking for them to take them to the armored pavilions. From there, they cannot get out very easily. Not without having to personally go there and deal with a swarm of heavily armed terrorists. This is a good time to move them up there. Move them up now here? How?" I exclaimed astonished. "Teleportation is not difficult, child," said one of the terrorists without paying me much attention. "Fantastic," said Vinka happily. Ami intervened, "Do it then, but first we should warn them through a microphone about what is going to happen. We cannot remember that there are video cameras in all holes. Ah, that is true, we cannot explain anything because anything they express or say it will be recorded." The Terry clarified more things to us. "The uncle and aunt of this girl should not see us when they are here, that is why we will hide very soon. It is a measure of inviolable security for those who do not belong to evolutionary work." Kratto was a joker but not a fool, so he drew a conclusion immediately, "Then I also belong to this work. Ho ho ho. Surely Kratto, or we might not have brought you to this place. Now you know nothing about your future work to the service of love, but soon that moment will come." He looked at us with a funny face, raising his eyebrows fast many times as if saying, "Respect me." I thought that there should be a mistake. Kratto, an old peasant drunkard, gluttonous carnivore, quite a liar or prankster in the service of God. Ha. Ami perceived my thoughts and simply said, "What does anybody know about the other, or about what is the really deep inside the other? Who here knows the evolution times of each being?" I felt ashamed and said nothing. The Terry continued, "The people outside the cosmic plan should not know about the existence of these subterranean bases, not for now, so none of you should talk about Shia Salim to that couple or to anybody else without our authorization. Promise?" he said to Vinka, Kratto and me. By my discretion in the war, one was called the Destroyer. Ho ho ho. Promise, do not be concerned about it. Promised also, said Vinka and I. Good. First we need to put them to sleep and then move them. Let us go to the teleportation hall. We left, walked down the hallway and entered another room full of scientific appliances. Both men powered controls and exchanged technical words. On a screen appeared the uncle and aunt of Vinka. Ready for the phase of numbness. They instantly fell into a heavy sleep. Ready for the phase of teleportation. The couple materialized soon facing us with the chair and all sleeping like babies. Vinka wanted to go and hug them, but Ami stopped her, "Wait for our friends to finish their work." The hairy men took them delicately and laid them on two stretchers with wheels, then proceed to teleport the chair back to its place of origin just before the door of the room of the PP opened, letting the entry of various terrorists who were furious to find the room empty. "This chair is still warm. The damn Extrakia knows just teletransported them. Those miserable are too clever." That seemed very strange to me. "Ami, those terrorists know perfectly that you can teletransport people." "Yes, Pedro, this is not the first time that we had to resort to this method." Vinka was also confused. "Then our authorities do not ignore your existence?" "Of course not, Vinka. You know that they went immediately to investigate when the sighting happened in front of the window of the psychiatric. I thought that they are only investigating, but they had no proof. Why is it that in the official statement they say they do not know anything, even they laugh at those who believe it? Why do they hide what they know about?" "Because they hide what they know about us and know it very well. For this reason they hinder private investigation and propagate false news in turn on this topic in order to frighten and confuse people." "Seriously, Ami? Unfortunately this is the truth. I did not even suspect that our authorities knew so much about you. But you could have it deducted, because any person moderately informed knows that the authorities are concerned zealously about this topic, and hardly something appears interesting they travel to the other side of the world if necessary. Later, with the help of the army and local police, surround the place and take their apparatus to take samples that which they want to remain a secret always. That is known as well as its refusal to disclose information. If these authorities did not have good knowledge about the issue, they would not get into so much hassle. If really they believed that the issue is just a fantasy, they would not invest so much money to find out more than what they know or try to hide what they already know. Anybody who has a desire to learn and think a bit can easily deduce this. And why do they hide what they know? Good question, but we'll respond to you later. Now let us concentrate in the problem in front of our noses, Klocka and Gora. One of the Terry friends said, "To summarize, your friend Gora the psychiatrist does not remember anything of this story. For him everything boils down to that one point where some guerrillas entered into his office and struck him down. Very soon the PP agents will ask many things about the spaceship that appeared opposite his window, and the poor thing does not remember a thing. Also he will be asked about his relation with Gora and Klocka, and he will say he does not know who they are talking about. In the end, after squeezing thoroughly, they will understand that he knows nothing more, and if he remains in a good condition they will leave him in peace, although they do suspect that we have erased his memory as we have done so many times in the past." Ami clarified that point. "They know that if we want to, we can carry out a definitive removal of certain parts of memory in a way that neither the best hypnotist could revive, and that it was what I did with the doctor. With regard to your uncle and Aunt Vinka, when they wake up we know that the PP will reach them, and then we will see what to do." One of the hairy friends returned to explain, "I repeat, they must not know where they were found. Anyone who does not participate in the plan should not know that the secret bases actually exist. Then will we not be able to write it in our books?" I asked. "That is different, Pedro, because it is supposed that it is all a fantasy. But anyway, at the end of this story we will tell you what you can and what you cannot put in your books." But Eric continued talking, "The idea is that no one must suspect that both of us belong to the Fellowship, because if they suspect that there are other false terrorists in other government areas as there are in reality, it would be a disaster." The other Terry said, "Now we will all go to the side of the hall. There we will awaken them." We went out. The terrace pushed the stretches. We entered into a small and comfortable living room. There were magazines, newspapers, and on one side, and there was juice, fruits, cookies, all of which thrilled Kratto. "Are you sure that there is no interesting bottle here?" "There are, and they contain fruit juice, healthy herbal infusions, and pure water, Kratto. You can take whatever you want." "Puff." The friend Terrace put the couple on the couch, and then one of them said to us, "This couple should not see Emmy or Pedro, because could be terrified. Never before have they seen beings from other worlds, so you two should go out and be next to us in this room, and also Kratto. Vinka will be the only one facing them when they wake up. We will watch by the monitors." The other said, "They must believe that they are in some location, to be specific, in a field. For that we will post images accordingly in that screen which looks like a window now. Look." The man referred to a black rectangle in the wall which lit up in the at moment when the Terry pressed something in a remote control which he hid in his hand, and there appeared a beautiful countryside with flying birds, butterflies and insects. I almost could feel the sense of nature, but I thought it was just my imagination, because already we knew that it was just a projection. "They are real scents, Pedro. Our cameras capture images and also the aromas, and then you can play everything. How fantastic." One of the men began to give instruction to my soulmate. "When they wake up, calm them down a bit, give them those two translator audiophones and help them put them on. Later we will explain you what you should say to them when they ask you any questions from the adjoining room. And then all will be our responsibility. Understood?" "Yes." "Then when they are ready, Emmy, Pedro and Kratto will enter this room. Then Emmy should lead the talk. You will follow his instructions and do not improvise anything. We cannot make mistakes. There cannot occur any neglect that may further complicate the situation. Understand?" We said yes. "Come on, follow us." We left, leaving my partner though with the door closed on the outside. We went back to the scientific apparatus, and on the display we could see Vinka and her uncle and aunt asleep. The terrace started working. Now we will wake them up. Get ready, Vinka. She listened to that voice by some invisible speakers. And we listened to her voice from the monitor speakers. In the act, the uncle and aunt of Vinka opened their eyes. They were very surprised upon the realizing the sudden change of scenery, but when they saw Vinka, their affection was stronger than curiosity.